After a stormy day yesterday, rain has returned to our area today, and we are looking ahead to a stormy night with rain that will be heavy at times before things settle down for the first day of December tomorrow. Low pressure is working its way through the Great Lakes. We have the warm front and cold front associated with that storm coming through our area today. And as we go into tonight, another area of low pressure will develop along that front and then ride along that front, basically like a train rolling along the tracks. And that developing low pressure area will tend to enhance the rainfall across the region as we go through the overnight hours. So we're looking at clouds with periods of rain, and at times that rain will be heavy tonight. Be aware there will be some large puddles on area roadways. There may even be some localized ponding on the roads as those downpours come through. And there's even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder tonight, mainly from the capital region on south. So we have rain through the night, and then into the day tomorrow, those areas of low pressure will lift off to our north, and that will bring the steady and heavy rain to an end by morning. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have low pressure to our north. The wind will become pretty gusty overnight and then gusty again during the day tomorrow. And there are going to be scattered rain and snow showers across our region as we go through the day on Thursday. Wind gusts at times will kick up over 30 miles per hour. And our temperatures tomorrow will be pretty mild for this time of year. Won't really feel very much like December. Highs will be mainly in the upper 40s to lower 50s. So we're right around that 50 degree mark for December 1st. Moving into the day on Friday, we'll have a similar setup with low pressure to our north, a gusty breeze out of the west and northwest, a scattering of rain and snow showers focused mainly in areas north and west of Albany, but at times those showers may work even into the capital region and points east. Temperatures on Friday will be a few degrees cooler than tomorrow, so a cooling trend begins as temperatures on Friday are mainly in the 40s, and then as we kick off the weekend on Saturday, we'll step down about another 5 degrees with daytime highs right around the 40 degree mark. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with rain heavy at times, areas of fog, breezy, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, breezy with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with rain heavy at times, areas of fog and breezy, low 38 to 44. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, breezy, highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, rain heavy at times with possible thunder, areas of fog, breezy, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, rain heavy at times with possible thunder, areas of fog, breezy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, breezy, with highs in the 40s to around 50. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, with scattered rain and snow showers, breezy, highs in the 40s. And on Saturday, partly sunny, with some scattered rain and snow showers mainly north and west of Albany, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.